Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A night where it seemed to be hard to find a rhythm offensively, and that's a sub-20-point performance for the second time in as many weeks. You describe what happened?
Yeah, we weren't good enough. I was not good enough. I got to do a better job. It's plain and simple. I didn't play very good tonight. I know that. I understand that. I can't afford – this team can't afford to have me play poorly. Early on, just not being as accurate with the ball as I should have been, making the right reads, making the right throws. And we turned it on a little too late there, obviously. 16 and 17 points is not going to cut it in this league. But it didn't matter who we played tonight. If that's who we play, or if that's how we play, we're going to struggle to win games. So it is what it is right now. We'll learn from this. I'm obviously super frustrated with myself and how I performed tonight, and I can't do that to this team. So, I got to be better. I will be better.
Is it something that was schematic in terms of the problem, or was it just execution?
It was more execution and make no mistakes. We played a really good team. The defending Super Bowl champs for a reason. We did definitely had our opportunities, and we got to be better with it. Again, that's on me. I take that very personally. This is going to be a good week to kind of sit back and learn some things from the tape. Cruddy the tape's going to look. Learning from this is going to help and help us move forward.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about why the run game seems to have been struggling really all season. You haven't been able to establish it. Can you pinpoint some things that are going wrong there?
I could do better with checks and calls and, up front, maybe sustaining blocks a little longer and just finding the hole. And I can do better with that as far as, getting us into the right call. And, it's as simple as that. And, something that we definitely have to get going. We can't keep, doing that. And, if I got to run more, I'll run more. If not, we'll give it to our running backs and let them do the job. But it's definitely an area that we got to work on. And it's something that we have to be better at.
And if I could ask you, just how frustrating was it in the second half? You had the ball less than 7 minutes. I mean, that's, they're playing good on offense. But for you, how frustrating was it to not be able to get the ball?
Yeah, that's partly on us. We've got to sustain drives. We got to get first downs. We got to put ourselves in better third and manageable situations. And we didn't do enough of that tonight. And, scoring late and giving ourselves a chance there. But, again, it was too late. And we got to find a way to turn it on sooner and make some more plays earlier.
Thanks.
Hey, Josh, and you're one of the team leaders, of course. And when you see the situation where obviously the frustration on defense built up and uncharacteristic, it seemed for guys like Trey White and Jordan Poyer to have those kinds of penalties that Sean would obviously frown upon and does constantly preach about, what were your thoughts, not necessarily about the two of them, but just the overall loss of composure and a team that's on a national stage for the second time, that maybe – having that a loss in two national stage games just get the better of everybody psychologically?
No, I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think if we come out on offense and we start how we're supposed to start, and I, I hit the throws I'm supposed to hit. It's a completely different game and kind of calms everybody down. But it doesn't matter whether we're playing on Sunday or Monday night or Monday evening, whatever you want to call it. We got to go out there. We got to execute. We got to be smarter. Obviously, like you said, that's very uncharacteristic of those two guys. But again, I as the quarterback can do more, you know, with positioning ourselves to be in a better situation throughout the game. So again, like I said, a lot to learn from here. And you know, as bad as I feel right now, I'm super excited to go out and attack this week and look forward to next Sunday already.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Josh, the message from you and from a bunch of your teammates after last week's loss was it's just one game. There's no reason to panic. You know, we knew we weren't going to go 16-0. We just have to move on. Now it's another loss. It's mistakes compounding. What is the mood now after a second consecutive loss?
Again, we're not going to panic. We're going to stay solid in our locker room and, you know, be a family. You know, we're 4-2, you know, we understand that we got to, you know, stay ahead of the curve and get things rolling. And, you know, it's no panic, but there is a sense of urgency in this locker room that we have to be better, myself included, myself, you know, leading that charge. So, again, there's things throughout the game that I need to do better for this team to be in a better situation throughout the game. I think that's going to help all facets. So we'll learn from it, like I said, and, you know, like I said, this is a game that obviously it sucks, you know, looking back at the stats and the score sheet and whatever, but a lot of things to learn from.
Is this one of those games that you go back and you watch, like you said, even though the tape is going to be cruddy, or is it better to just kind of like say, hey, it happened. We need to move on. We can't dwell on the bad stuff.
No, as an offense, we got to watch it. You know, there's little things that we're missing that we can't miss. And, you know, little things turn into big things. So we got to stay on top of it. And, again, like I said, starting off that first drive, if I'm, you know, more accurate with the ball and, you know, allowing ourselves to kind of get into a rhythm. And I didn't do Coach Dable, you know, any justice by what he was calling. And, you know, I got to go out there and execute the call that was called. It's as simple as that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.